kind of been down this road before at center, hey? JC goes down, Corey steps in, and just kind of do it all over again.
Yep. Yep. It's unfortunate, you know, that JC had a little nick, but fortunate that you have Corey and Donnie and guys ready to fill in.
James, what do you think of the work that Corey's put in over these last 2 months? I know Coach McCarthy was talking about that a little bit, too, with kind of his strength and conditioning and sort of being able to stay up in terms of everything.
I'm sure he's done all the things that I don't see behind the doors, you know, and he looks like he's in good condition and those type of things. But, you know, just speaking, having him on the practice field for the last couple of weeks, he looks good. And, you know, we'll have little things here and there that he needs to work on and get in rhythm with the rest of the guys. But, no, he's done well.
James, with a guy who's played a lot of football for you, like Corey, he hasn't played any recently. How do you know that he can go 65 plays? I mean, is there anything you can see in practice that will tell you that he's ready to do it for the duration?
Oh, sure. I mean, he's in very good shape. I mean, his wind is up. I mean, those are things you'd look for, and there's no issues with that with him. He's been doing all those things, and the trainers and that staff do a great job when those guys are not in the regular practice routine or active or what have you, so... there's no concern with his wind.
I don't know if it's call a game or see things differently or do things at the line differently than JC does that some of the guys have to get used to, or, you know, the calls, you know, that the center makes. You know, does sometimes one guy see it a little differently than another?
That'd be a good question if that were the case, that only one were, you know, calling things out and stuff. We're very, very multiple. I've told you that before, that everybody's responsible for things on the line and line calls. We're not just a one guy operation. So those things are never really a problem for us.
TJ said he wanted to get some work in with Corey. Because it's a little bit different. Is that something that, you know, will take a little bit of time? You know, just the two guys working with the center?
Well, I mean, they've played together, like you said, for a lot of games, and they have a lot of plays. I think it's only, you know, common that, you know, you haven't rode a bike for a little while, and you want to be next to the guy pedaling the same way. And so they got some work today, and you know, that's just more of a confidence thing and a feel, because everyone's a little bit different, you know, but... Certainly, though, when you have played as much together as they have, they can rely on that resource. It'll come back so very quick. Of course, you know, you try to simulate everything as best you can and practice as game speed. But certainly, you know, a couple plays here and there and things will be fine. So we'll see.
Hey, James, Tausch was talking today about how much important it was to him to practice. He had a year where he tore his plantar fascia and wasn't able to practice on Wednesdays, and he felt like it really hurt him. And then I remember Josh talking about one of the reasons why he lost weight before this season was to try to practice more. TJ sounds like he's going to deal with this hip thing all year. And I know he wanted, like Spoon said, he wanted to get work with Corey today. But how much more difficult does it make it on a guy, even a guy who's a really good player, to not get those reps during the course of the week? Like, and how do you compensate for that? Because you got to be healthy enough to play, so I understand the trade-off.
Yeah, you know, and it's a great question, and it's probably one that would take a long time to explain it in full detail, but just to quickly summarize, no, really you don't, because I have to go to work, so I got stuff I got to do, you know what I mean? But, no, certainly... It's a good point, and Mark is 100% correct. Linemen like to practice. I mean, you get, you know, you're into getting to the bumps and the feel and that type of stuff next to the guy adjacent to you. So it's, you can't simulate that in any other way. But, you know, certainly I think, you know, how do you do that? You have to really study, focus. Just because you're not in there taking the actual rep, you can work your footwork from behind. You know, those type of things, simulate, you know, just even short motions, those type of things. And so the players that have played quite a bit and then have to do that, you know, you almost have to train yourself on a cerebral type bases and watch and then take a little step here, you know, just even a flash of a hand. Okay, this is what I would do or this would happen. So you have to kind of play the game that way. And certainly, you know, when the more you've played, it's a little easier because you've seen a lot of looks and you see things and that type of thing. But nothing really ever replaces the practice, you know, that environment. And especially, you know, this day and age with the limited amount of padded practices, those are so valuable. They really are. So, but, you know, TJ's a warrior. You can say a trooper. He's a heck of a, you know, he's going to go and give everything he can. But, you know, TJ, he'll find that sweet spot and he's going to go. He's going to go fire and he'll get it. And, you know, he'll be ready to go. So we're, you know, hopefully everything works out well for him on Saturday, like Coach said, and get him in there to practice some stuff. So that's what we're kind of hoping for.
How's he done so well this year? I mean, he's had to drop out of a couple of games because he can't take the pain for a bit. And he comes back in and he's just TJ. How does he fight through it and perform?
Well, you said it best. He's just TJ. He cares a lot about his teammates, and he clearly cares about winning. And he's a guy that's going to extend himself all the way through and just in order to win. So it's a tribute to him. He's a tough, true tough guy.
Hey, James, what do you think of how you guys have kind of responded, you know, with these past few weeks having to do as much pass pro as they've had to do with the way the offense has gone? How do you think they've kind of pulled through with that, even when they are having to drop back as much as they are?
You know, Wes, I wouldn't say pull through. It's your job. And I think they've done a reasonably good job with the pass protection. We had a couple lapses in Atlanta that we, you know, which they wished, and I do too, as their coach. I know David wishes too, Rye, that we wish we'd had back just on lapses that should not have happened. But certainly, you know, hey, look, you know, whether you're running the ball 50 times or you're having to throw it 50, whatever the assignment is for that week or how a game turns that week, you do your job, you know. And so, you know, every lineman likes to run the football and all that stuff too, but there's also tremendous satisfaction too in keeping guys away from your quarterback and doing those type of things as well. I mean, you know, so I know what you're saying, how they accepted it. It's their job. It's a job requirement to block. So that's what we do, and we have fun doing it. I have fun coaching it, and that's what we do. We just roll.